UVA medical researchers have linked sensitivity to an allergen in red meat, a sensitivity that's spread by tick bites, with a buildup of fatty plaque in the arteries of the heart. And this buildup may increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. Now, taking a step backward, the allergy to the red meat, the alpha gal, as it's called, was first reported in 2009 by Dr. Thomas Platts Mills, who heads UVA's Division of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, and his colleagues. And Dr. Platts Mills joins us now on the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about the bite of the Lone Star tick, and it just seems to be getting, the news from all of this just seems to be getting worse and worse. Let's kind of take that step back to 2009 when you and your colleagues had first reported how these tick bites can cause people to develop the allergic reaction to red meat, because that's where it all starts, right?
Yeah, that's not quite where it really starts.
Okay.
Because it actually started with the monoclonal antibody cetuximab, which caused reactions in the South. And it was studying that those reactions that we realized that there were a lot of people here who had IgE to alpha-gal. That's this sugar. And alpha-gal is a blood group substance of the mammals. And so all mammals, all the non-primate mammals, carry this sugar. So, and in keeping with that, when we found the disease, delayed anaphylaxis, the red meat, the foods that they respond to all carry this sugar, which made sense. And in fact, strikingly, many of the patients actually gave us clear stories that I get these reactions with beef and pork and lamb, and I don't get them with chicken and turkey and fish. So they knew.
And I imagine some of these patients didn't even realize that they had a tick bite. I mean, they had no idea what was causing this.
The first few cases that I saw, which were before we made the discovery, I didn't have any idea what they were talking about. And we didn't ask them about ticks because we had no idea that ticks were causing any allergic disease in Central Virginia. We absolutely didn't get it.
And when did you turn that corner, though? Was there an aha moment that you realized, it's tick bites?
Yeah, it was actually one of our technicians who was Googling the area, and he said, this is very similar to the area of a rickettsial disease, which was thought to be Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but is actually a different rickettsial disease. But that was the connection to ticks. So then we started thinking about ticks and started asking everybody, and the stories poured out. Most people, most of the people who've got this syndrome are outdoor people. If you go to the middle of a big city, no one has got this syndrome because there are no respectable ticks inside the city. It's definitely an outdoor disease.
So one quick question before we go on. This is a combination of cardiologists and allergists at UVA. How often do those specialties cross paths in studies?
We cross paths clinically more often than I'd like to describe, but we don't cross paths scientifically very often. And this is the first time I've really collaborated with a cardiologist, or our group has. And Colleen McNamara and her colleague Angela Taylor were doing these elegant studies on looking at the coronary arteries by ultrasound, and that they can see plaques in the wall which are not yet visible just if you put dye into the arteries. And the patients may only have a modest amount of symptoms at that time. And so we already thought there might be a connection, because a lot of this sugar is going into the circulation on lipids, which over the period of 4 hours after eating, decrease in size in particles to LDL. This is low-density lipoproteins, which I'm sure you've all had measured. Mm-hmm. One of the things we have measured with our lipids is HDL and LDL. And these particles are small enough to get through the arterial wall and cause something. So there was a rational reason for worrying about whether this there could be such a connection, but we never realized that we only recently realized that Dr. McNamara had accurate images of coronary arteries that we could then ask, are these related to whether you have IgE antibody? Can I say a word about Lynchburg?
Sure.
Lynchburg is actually has got as high a density of the relevant tick as almost anywhere. We in Virginia have a lot of Lone Star ticks, and the ticks have come onto our lawns. I think most of us are not old enough to really remember 1950, but there were no deer in 1950 in the Piedmont. And the deer have now come onto our lawns, and they are the main carriers of this tick. So that one of the reasons why we may have the sense that this has increased is possibly because the deer population has increased the number of people getting tick bites.
Wow. And so, and this is, as you said, spread by the Lone Star tick, which are carried on deer. And goodness knows we've talked about that numerous times on the program, how we're seeing deer in more and more populated areas. So that would just make sense. So the fatty plaque, the buildup of fatty plaque in the arteries of the heart that you're seeing in this study is, again, or you're linking it at least tentatively to this sensitivity to the allergen in red meat. So these might be people who they don't...
No.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I like very much the way you said that. We're
okay.
Linking it tentatively. There's nothing about our cross-sectional observation that says that we know this is a causal relationship. It is the first signal seen of this kind, and we think it is sufficiently important that we certainly intend to do more research on the subject. But the true study, which is to do a controlled study on different populations or different people and persuade half of them to go on a diet and half of them not, has absolutely not been done. So that it's very early days to make any solid conclusions.
So back to the folks then who have that allergic reaction to red meat. They've developed this because of a tick bite. What you're saying is people can still get that sensitivity, and even though they're not, they might not show the symptoms. Is that right?
Now, yes, the people who've got IgE to alpha-gal, some of them don't get hives. The way we found out about it is because people got hives and sometimes got anaphylaxis, i.e. their blood pressure went down or they started wheezing and had hives. Those people turn up in our clinics. The people who get bitten by a tick and have IgE to alpha-gal and don't get hives don't turn up in an allergy clinic. All right? And
mm-hmm.
Some of the people in the study we just reported certainly didn't have symptoms. So that is potentially a big issue. That is, are the people who've got IgE antibodies to alpha-gal but don't get anaphylaxis at risk for cardiac disease? They have a slightly increased risk of cardiac disease, or is it only the ones who get hives who are really at risk? And that we absolutely don't know yet.
And that's what you're studying. And I guess at least the people who get symptoms, the allergic reaction, the hives, at least they will seek treatment and try to figure out what's causing it. Whereas if it's hidden in there and it's just causing the plaque buildup, that could be just so dangerous because they're not showing any symptoms until it's too late.
Well, Mary, you put it very well, and I hate to hear it like that.
Uh-oh.
because we don't know, and it's very early to be saying this with any level of surety. And in his introduction, I think Brian mentioned the possibility of stroke. We know nothing about that. I mean, not that we don't think about it. We we don't know anything about it, and we've got no images, we have no evidence that there's a connection between images of the carotid arteries or cerebral arteries and this syndrome. So it would be very premature to say anything like that.
What is your takeaway for our listeners? What should the takeaway be, Dr. Platts-Mills, as far as, I mean, just don't get bitten by a tick? I mean, I guess that's the simplest thing, right?
As far as not getting bitten by a tick, I spent Saturday morning up on Pasture Fence Mountain, is where the ticks are, and saw three bears in a morning, which was absolutely wonderful. Mm. So I'm not going to avoid ticks. We have allowed deer onto our lawns, and they are carrying a lot of ticks. We used to have a pack of dogs wandering around this neighborhood, and the deer would never come near it. The leash laws have prevented having a pack of dogs, and the human race has had dogs in their villages probably for 14,000 years. And that may be the real crux. I don't think I can stop ticks biting humans. I'd hate to spray enough chemicals on the yard to kill all the ticks. How are we going to stop this? And I think we may be ultimately going to have to face the fact that having deer in our yards is a mistake.
Reducing the deer population in one way or another. Now, if someone, what is your advice for someone who thinks, well, you know, maybe that's explaining my recent allergic symptoms? I mean, what should they do if they think maybe they have the, a sensitivity to red meat, the alpha gal?
Many of the general practitioners in Lynchburg and Danville now know about the syndrome. All of the allergists know about the syndrome and can get the blood test done. If you haven't got a positive blood test, then this is not relevant to you. You needn't even think about it. If you've got a positive blood test and you're 50 years old and male, then you probably ought to be avoiding red meat anyway, because your cardiologist would tell you to do that. I think it's very early to say anything like that, but you can certainly get the blood test.
Dr. Thomas Platts-Mills heads the Division of Allergy and Clinical Immunology at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. We appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again as you all continue this research.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much.